Did you know we're all gardeners? Hi there, I'm Natty Anderson, and you're listening to Unlocked, your daily key to unlocking God's Word in your life. Something I struggle with on a daily, maybe even hourly basis, is trying to earn my salvation, trying to make myself perfect and do all the right things on my own strength, and sometimes for my own purposes. The thing about this is that it can make me look like a pretty spiffy Christian, when actually, there's a pretty serious heart issue going on down under the surface. Do you ever feel that way? Well, that's sort of what we're talking about in today's Devo. It's called Hidden Weeds by our very own Taylor Ising. My friend and I share a community garden plot at our church. But in the middle of the summer, there was a week when neither of us was able to take care of it. So the garden ended up being a bit neglected. And the weeds were absolutely thrilled. So I got to work. The first weeds I saw were in between the rows of tomatoes and kale. I pulled them up easily, and I thought I was mostly done. Then, I saw more weeds lurking in the dirt, cloaked by tomato leaves right at the base of the plants. If I'd just pulled the obvious weeds and moved on, the garden would have looked well-tended and fruitful for a while. But those hidden weeds would have stolen nutrients from the tomato plants, hindering their growth and resulting in fewer tomatoes. So I reached under the tomato leaves and pulled up the weeds. The whole process reminded me of dealing with sin in our lives. The obvious sins, like the weeds in between the rows of veggies in my garden, are quickly spotted and dealt with, if we're paying attention. We can usually notice them right away and bring them straight to Jesus, receiving His forgiveness and restoration. But there are other sins, hidden, sneaky sins, that try to attack the most fruitful part of our lives. Like the weeds that lurk in the shadows, they hinder our growth and steal our fruit. We might be doing things that look very good, like volunteering at church, helping our neighbors, and working hard at school. But those fruitful places can be where Satan would most like to attack, sowing seeds of pride, arrogance, and self-righteousness. We can easily be tempted to put our identity in our good works rather than in Christ. But praise the Lord, He is so good at helping us root out these hidden sins. Jesus died and rose again to forgive us, save us from sin, and bring us near to Himself. If we put our trust in Jesus, we are new creations. So those weeds have no place in our lives. He loves us so much, and He will faithfully tend to our hearts and show us where sins need to be pulled out. He is so eager to help us be rid of them, so we can flourish and thrive, resting in Him and doing the good works He has prepared for us to do. So let's talk about this more together. Have you noticed any sin hiding under good works in your life? Consider spending some time to talk to Jesus, asking Him to reveal any hidden sins, and confessing whatever sins come to mind. Then, thank Him for His forgiveness and walk forward in His mercy and grace. As you and I can read in Ephesians 5:8, "For once you were full of darkness, but now you have light from the Lord. So live as people of light." Now, I'd encourage you to read Proverbs 28:13, Romans 7:21-8:2, as well as 1 John 1, verses 5 through chapter 2, verse 2, to keep God's Word alive in your life. Unlocked is a resource of Keys for Kids Ministries. Did you find today's Devo encouraging? Has the Lord helped you through any specific sins? Well, I encourage you to write Devos based on those experiences. If you've struggled with it, chances are you have friends struggling with it around the world. And the Lord works through people like you every day to help encourage other believers, just like in today's Devo. So I encourage you to head over to unlocked.org and check out our writer's guidelines to find out how you can write for us. Also check back for tomorrow's devotion called I Am Valuable with yours truly. 2 days in a row, folks. But until then, I'm Natty, encouraging you to live life unlocked, opening the door to God in your life.